Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Kevin Coffey, who's the founder and CEO of Complete Spectrum Financial Services, and we'll be talking about creating tax-free income using Roth IRAs. Kevin, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Saunders. It's great to be back.
Yeah, and you know, this topic is really intriguing because I think that people hear the words tax-free and they're like, right. You know, let's talk about that one. And then income gives me the connotation of ongoing and cash flow and consistent. So I love the sound of tax-free income. And then a Roth IRA is one of those traditional things we've heard way back in the day. So it sounds to me like you have come up with a really great, unique approach to using Roth IRA. So let's get us started first of all with what are the differences between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA?
Well, that's a great question, Mr. Saunders. So in a traditional IRA, you're able to tax deduct off your income in the year you make a contribution, whatever you put in your traditional IRA. But there's a catch. You save money now, today, but you have to pay taxes not only on the money you contributed, but on the growth of your money tomorrow. That may be a problem. You don't want to know why, Mr. Saunders?
Because taxes might be going up a little bit?
You think?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody in the right mind is going to actually think that taxes will be going down. And I'll tell you why. It's common sense. I mean, we're very low top marginal tax brackets in the history of the U.S. So if you go look at graphs on the internet, top marginal tax brackets, we're in a fairly low marginal tax bracket environment. We have trillions of dollars of debt. You know, the stimulus money put us in even further debt. And no matter who gets elected in the they're not going to pay that tax bill. So taxes for most people will probably go up in the future.
Yeah.
So here's
you think about Democrat, Republican, independent, it doesn't matter. Money is money. Debt is debt. Deficit is deficit. So it's like, how are we going to fix that problem? Well, to close that deficit, they raise taxes. That's the government's way of generating income.
Absolutely. So, and whenever I say you can have tax-free income, people say, but not on the gain of the Roth IRA. Yes, even on the gain. So literally when you open up or contribute to or convert to a Roth IRA, none of the future gains will be taxed. It is tax-free. So in other words, this is what I tell people. Whenever you take a tax deduction, whether it be a 401k, an IRA, a 403b, a TSA, you now have a partner in your retirement account. And you're saying, partner? And I'm telling you, you have a partner. And then they say, well, what do you mean? Well, the partner you just brought into your account is Uncle Sam. Now, Uncle Sam has a spending problem. So you now have a partner in your retirement plan. You now have a partner in your retirement plan. The problem is we don't know how much of the money he's going to get down the road. And that's the scary part. So it's great that people take deductions. And for some people, it may be the best thing to do currently. But you got to remember, you now have a partner in your retirement plan, and there's no way you're going to get the money out without paying a portion to Uncle Sam. And like I said, the scary thing is we don't know what portion he's going to take.
Well, and the portion he takes now is going to change tomorrow, the next day, the next month, and we have nothing to do to control that. So that is an interesting analogy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Saunders. And I'm going to tell you another thing people don't know about is there's a Tax Cut Act that was put into place several years ago. What kind of act? It's called the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And what that act did is it nearly doubled the standard deduction. It had new limitations on itemized deductions. But what it did for most people is it reduced their income tax rates. It created larger spreads in those tax rates. And that's important because when you convert money from a traditional IRA or any other qualified plan, we got to pick up the taxes when we convert. So that's the price you're going to pay. Pay it today or pay it tomorrow. The spreads are larger. So this is the best time, if a Roth IRA is a strategy that's a fit, this is a great time to do it. Taxes are on sale. And it's going to change, by the way. People don't realize this, but as of December 31st, 2025, this act expires, and we're going to go back to other tax brackets, other tax rates, if they don't expire sooner. So we have a window of opportunity to start either contributing or converting money to a Roth IRA.
Okay. That's interesting. So, you know, it's like, oh yeah, someday I'll do that. It sounds good, Kevin. Someday I'll have to do that. You know, retirement's coming down the road, but I'm only whatever. Well, we now have a date that you can do, not that you can't contribute, but to maximize this opportunity that you're mentioning.
Yeah, to take advantage of the Tax Act that was put in place.
Yeah.
And it'll be too late. Once taxes go up, it's too late to start contributing or even converting money to a Roth IRA. So I explain to people there's two ways to fund a Roth. There's either contributing with new money, and that's where you have a maximum you can put in. If you make over a certain amount of income, you can't contribute. All those rules go to new money that you contribute. But what people don't realize is there's no rules when it comes to converting money. Let me explain what I mean. You can convert as much money as you want, no matter how much you make, no matter how old you are. There's no rules whatsoever as far as taking money that's pre-tax, like a 401k IRA, and converting it to a Roth IRA. You can convert $100,000 to a Roth if you wanted to, and you could make a ton of money. There's really no rules when it comes to converting. The only thing you got to be careful of is you pick up the taxes, whatever now. Money you convert. You pick it up now, and it's taxable income. So it's really
but
important
using
that
your
you work
example,
with a professional.
To run scenarios and like, if I do this, then what would happen? But in that scenario of maybe if you're at a certain age that you've got some runway and you go, okay, what if I took some qualified money now in a 401k and converted to a Roth? I'm going to pay taxes right now. But I realized that the growth in that account over the next couple decades or whatever the time frame is won't be taxed when I take it out. And I realized that the tax rate is probably going to go up. Who knows? But, you know, the deficit's not going anywhere. It's going to get bigger probably. So maybe the tax rate will go up in the future. I want to pay my taxes now and wait for or allow my growth to happen tax-free. So that's the thing that you're going to be looking at is, would it make sense? And sometimes people cannot take the tax it now, because if you do that, you got to write the government a check now. So how does that actually, how do you actually do? I mean, do you literally, you know, pull out more than what you need knowing you're going to get taxed so that you have some money to pay? Or should you just have that in a savings account and be willing to pay that on the tax bill at the next year?
So it's a great question. That's why, you know, converting money to a Roth or even contributing is not right for everybody. It's right for a lot of people, probably the majority of people. But it's important you understand the tax ramifications today when you either convert or contribute. That's why it's important you work with a tax professional or investment professional to make sure you're making the right decision. You got to be careful, because if you convert too much money to a Roth, it could put you to the next tax bracket. But I do want to emphasize Roth IRAs are awesome for most people, because think about this. That money will never be taxed at a state or federal level again, even the growth. But people don't realize this. There's no minimum required distributions that are taken out where you're going to be forced to take money out. So in other words, if you had a traditional IRA and you hit age 70 or 72, depending on the year you're born, the government's going to force you to take money out. And when you have a Roth, there's no required minimum distribution, forced distribution. That's huge for some people. And then also another thing people don't realize, when that money passes to your children, it's not taxed. It's tax-free. Mm. We're talking about a tax-free investment that down the road will never be taxed again. I want to stress never taxed again. And another thing people don't realize is when it comes to provisional income, when it comes to taxes on your Social Security, of how much taxes you will pay, Roth IRA income is not included as income. So it has the potential to decrease the taxes people pay on their Social Security. And that's the power, my friend, of a Roth IRA. And let me, you hear that music?
Yeah, and there's more.
There's more. The music's playing because we're partying because we just learned how to get Uncle Sam the heck out of our retirement account.
Right. Well, let's one of the things you just mentioned, I want to go deeper on or clarify. Like, it's not taxed when it gets transferred to your kids at legacy planning or death, right? So let's say that somebody right now has got a big old chunk of change in a savings account, and it's just in savings, and it's a big amount of money, and yeah, I could put it in Roth, but I'm not. If they died and that money goes to their kids, is that taxed?
Well, if it's in just a tax, and this gets into really detailed tax ramifications. So if it's just in a bank account, when it passes, there's not going to be a huge taxation to the kids. But
if it's in qualified plans, then it would.
Then it's a problem. It's a problem.
So then 401ks, traditional IRAs, things like that, it's going to pass to your kids, but then they would have a tax consideration, whereas the Roth, you're paying the tax now, and then all the growth, all the money, and the transfer then is not taxed. So that's some of these multi-layer benefits in reality.
Oh, there are the huge tax benefits. You know, for most people, the stock market going down isn't their biggest enemy. I mean, that's something to be concerned with. It's not their biggest enemy, though. Taxes going
up is
their enemy. I mean, so think about this. Think of the magic we can do. We can take on less risk, increase somebody's income by reducing taxes. See, you don't have to take on more risk, increase somebody's income. Many times we meet with people, we reduce their risk, and we have the magic of increasing their incomes.
Yeah.
Think about that.
It's kind of like the bucket with the holes in it. You know, if you use the bucket as the analogy and water is the income, you know, you don't need to pour more money in there or water in there. You just need to plug up some of the holes. Well, that's with retaining more of the money that's yours by not letting it go out to taxes as much as possible.
Absolutely. Are they right for everybody? I just want to emphasize they're not right for everybody depending on what stage of life they're in. There could be ways, you know, there could be strategies to do it today. There could be one to delay it. But if you think taxes are going to go up and that's something that's going to keep you awake at night, then you probably should need to talk to somebody about a Roth.
Yeah. So we've talked about a lot of the benefits. Are there disadvantages of Roths?
You know, the only disadvantage, and there's really one that I can think of, is you got to leave it in there, the gains for 5 years, unless there's some other special things that happen, you know, other exceptions. But, you know, you have to leave it in there for 5 years before you can take the gains out for most people. And you have to pay taxes on the money when you contribute. So, you know, you can't deduct it off your income currently. And when you convert money, you're going to pick that conversion, whatever dollar amount, up as taxation, as taxable income. Those are really the only disadvantages. But if you look at the advantages versus the disadvantages, they're a home run for most people.
For the right person at the right time, it's a home run for most people. Absolutely. Because of the long-term growth that then is not taxed and passed along to your heirs, not taxed. So how about this? You're very careful to say it's not right for everybody, and we're not going to put all your money into the Roth, even if it is right, because you want balance and all of those good things. What about the you hear about caps and limits, and if you make too much money? There's certain people that you just can't take advantage of, but yet they still want some of the things you're talking about, like, you know, tax-free growth. What happens then?
Well, remember, there's two ways to fund a Roth. There's contributing new money, and if you make too much money, there's what's called a backdoor approach. So even people that make too much money, and if you've been told you can't contribute to a Roth, you might be able to still. And then remember, the convert money, there's no rules at all. Anybody can convert money no matter what age, how much they earn, and unlimited dollar amount. So, people forget there's contributing and converting, two different ways to fund a Roth.
Right.
Now, I got an example for you, Mr. Saunders. And this was told to me years ago. And it's a story. Now, our family, because we grew up here in Denver, back in the day, they were all farmers. And so the example is, if you're a farmer and I came to you and I said, Michael, you have two ways to pay taxes on this crop. You can either pay taxes on the seed when you buy it from me, or you can pay taxes on the harvest when you sell it. Which one would be the best way to pay taxes, you think, for that farmer?
Well, if I'm a farmer, I'm buying seed to then hopefully make a profit on it. So I'm hoping my harvest is plenteous. So I would rather pay taxes on the seed.
Very good, Grasshopper. That is how a Roth IRA works. You pay taxes on the seed or the money you contribute, and all the growth, including what you put in, comes out tax-free.
And I think you made a really neat correlation. Yeah. The difference between contributing and converting. So there might be some limitations to contributing new money to a Roth based on income or whatever, but the converting, if you like the idea of a Roth and all the benefits we've talked about, you may have money in specific accounts or qualified plans that could be converted to a Roth. So when you talk to someone like Kevin, ask the question like, I've been told that I can't contribute to a Roth. Well, maybe there's a way, not a backdoor in a weird way, a bad way, but just an additional opportunity where you can convert some of the money you have into the Roth and start getting some of these benefits.
Excellent. So true.
So why is it that people misunderstand Roth IRAs? Like you hear about, IRAs and then Roth, and there's misconceptions. What are some of the things that people think get confused about?
Well, most people that I talk to think that even the growth of the money in a Roth is taxed. It's just a misconception. People aren't getting educated on Roth. And whenever somebody doesn't own one, typically they've never been educated about them, or they don't understand them. Anybody that really understands the power of a Roth probably will at some point in their life contribute to a Roth IRA or convert money to a Roth.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I tell you what, we started off this conversation by saying, hey, we might want to talk about some ways to create tax-free income using Roths. We covered a lot of these benefits, covered a lot of the things to keep in mind because it's not right for everybody, but you should get in touch with someone like Kevin to just look at your situation, give you that second opinion or that guided opinion and see if it might be right for you. What's the best way that someone could reach out and learn more about Roth IRAs and then connect with you, Kevin?
Well, they can call our office at 303-922-4309, or they can visit our website at www.complete-spectrum.com.
Awesome. And I'll make sure to have that website in the show notes so anyone can just click on that. And I really appreciate you coming on, and really is helpful to have knowledge, but also have some fun little stories to tell that really brings the points home, like your seed and harvest story. So thanks for making some really confusing topics really easy to understand. I appreciate you coming on today.
It's been my pleasure.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.